Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Just a few minutes ago, Mayor Bowser actually called in across the hall to Grant and Danny. They were talking about some of the RFK stuff. And Grant ran something that Charles Allen said by her. Charles Allen is a city council member who currently is a no. Is a no on RFK for the Commanders. And part of his explanation is that it's a bad deal for the city, specifically on the parking. He's like, the city is going to build it, and then the Commanders are going to keep the revenue from the parking. That's a bad deal for the city. They played that bite for Mayor Bowser, and then she responded by saying this.
That he doesn't understand complicated municipal finance and infrastructure finance. That's all that says to me. What it says is that that revenue wouldn't exist but for the stadium. And so we use revenue that wouldn't exist but for projects all the time to finance those projects. It's a very common tool. And so what else would he have us do then use the money generated on the project to make the project financially feasible?
On a baseline level, I actually understand what Bowser's saying, but let's not pretend like there aren't other options there. So could you use the stadium? But this is part of the reason that stadiums are not good investments for cities, is when you build something like a grocery store or housing or office space, the taxes ultimately go back into the coffers of the city that help you build things like schools or pay teachers or whatever. And so to pretend like there isn't an alternate path here that, okay, especially once you are done building the stadium, and maybe the first 5 years, the taxes or the revenue from the parking goes to repay Events DC, who built the parking structures. And maybe there's a certain amount that goes back to the Commanders because they are putting so much money in, and you know, but ultimately, like, they're buying something. When you buy something, you expect to get the thing. You don't expect always to get your money back. There are certain things that are investments. There are certain things that are purchases. And on some level, this stadium is going to be a purchase for Josh Harris and company. And then the rest of it is an investment, if you will. But to pretend like you can't say, hey, this parking structure is going to be great because it's going to help us eventually build a new school, like, To pretend like that's not an option also seems silly to me. Maybe Mayor Bowser would look at me and just say, you also don't understand municipal finance. But I just, this is the fight, right? This is emblematic of what's going to happen over the next 3 months, is fights exactly like that of Mayor Bowser saying, this is how it's done. And city council members saying, hey, yeah, that's why most economists think these stadiums are terrible deals for the city. Can we find a way to do it that's actually a good deal for the city? And I don't know the right answer to that because I'm not an economist and I also don't have the exact details of what I don't have the surface level details of how that all would come together. But I think it is really emblematic of the kind of discussions that are going to be happening. And it's really good to point, you know, both hear Mayor Bowser make a lot of sense on one hand, but also say, well, hey, here is the counter argument on the other. When we get back, you will hear from Washington Spirit defender Esme Morgan. She's got hot takes on the Jags trade for Travis Hunter because she is a big Jags fan. And you also hear her talk about her team that looks to bounce back from their worst loss of the season so far tomorrow night at Audi Field.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.